Good day, tokers and tokettes. Radical Russ here at the Oregon Marijuana Business Conference in Eugene, Oregon. And we are joined at the desk by a lovely lady who I haven't yet met. So tell folks your name and the group that you're with.
My name is Jesse Preston. I am with The Picky Patient. We're a local cannabis product and dispensary review company.
So local for Eugene?
Actually, the state of Oregon.
Okay.
You know, it's statewide law, so we travel around, go anywhere.
So Picky Patient, is this like an online submission service, or do you have people that go and test dispensaries out, or how does it work?
Well, we actually provide a large range of services in the industry. We have a website, www.pickypatient.org, and you could go check out all of our services. But basically what we do is we go to dispensaries basically anywhere we travel, do a review on the dispensaries, and then we link with the people who have the local product that those dispensaries are featuring.
Okay.
And then try to review their products to get their name out for other dispensaries to link with them. So.
Oh, okay. So in doing these reviews, has there been any trends lately? Have the dispensaries and the selection gotten better? Are they responding to your
They are responding to our feedback. They've changed some of their intake habits, less forms to fill out, really just taking scans, making it more customer friendly. Mm-hmm. We've gone in and seen the quality of the medicine and have made comments of
sure.
the quality of medicine, and have definitely seen that improve with a lot of the shops. A lot of the shops that didn't carry very many medical medibles or the extracts are now starting to carry much more of that in their shop to cater to the medical clients, not just the recreational.
So there's an educational aspect of this for the retailer to understand that there's an untapped market out there.
Absolutely, yes. And we do a lot of blogging from not just us, but other members of the community can go out and do just their normal shopping at dispensaries. They can go to our website, they could create a user profile, and then they can have free range to discuss their experiences, unlike other places where the reviews are edited and not all of them are allowed to go through.
I see. So so this is kind of a crowdsourcing situation. You
Absolutely.
Don't have like specific staff members that go out.
No, I mean, we do. I mean, there's me and my business partner
okay.
that are doing that. But then we are encouraging more people. And I've had quite a few friends who have been like, yeah, I'll write one. And so we're
okay.
trying to generate more of that.
So are the when you do hear complaints, do they tend to be more customer service oriented or product oriented?
A little bit of both.
Really?
I mean, we've ran into people where the environment at the dispensary is just kind of uncomfortable.
Sure.
Not as safe feeling as maybe some of the other ones are. So there's definitely been those kind of critiques, and then places have upgraded in accordance to that. And then there's the, you know, you occasionally come upon medicine that has mold or mildew or mm-hmm. something on it, just because you can't check everything all the time.
Sure.
And really the critiquing on that is how the dispensary deals with it. Not that, oh, they had
that
bad product, they're bad. No, not at all. It's, hey, they had bad product, but we were able to go take it back. They worked with us. They understand it happens.
Do you think as Oregon gets more sophisticated about its testing that maybe the complaints will start being more toward the customer service side because the state will take care of all the bad product?
I think at a certain point,
yeah.
it's impossible. You can't test everything that goes through.
Sure.
You batch test it, and you hope that it's a good representation of what's in that
yeah.
batch. But it's still, you know, user beware. Check your medicine. Be safe. And that's kind of what we're about, too, is educating the public of what to look for. How would you even know if there was mildew on that?
Oh, good point. So what's your background, and what brought you to forming this business?
Oh, wow. So back when I just turned 18... not
just,
gonna age
just a couple
myself,
years ago,
just
right?
Just a couple of years ago, yeah. Yeah, so back in the late 90s, I was working with Voter Power
okay.
and doing all of that, and I actually worked with the first card-holding patient in Oregon. So I've been the long haul. I've been an actual caregiver for a long time, so I really do come from a caregiving perspective and a safety perspective and keeping the OMMP available for the people who aren't just recreational users and don't want to have to go through the hassle of what the dispensaries have turned into since recreational took over. So,
yeah. What changes have you seen since the recreational advent? For folks that don't know that are listening outside of Oregon, we have we became legal to possess and grow as of July 2015, and then there was a bill passed to allow early sales to recreational consumers at the at the existing dispensaries as of October. And a lot of people were happy about this because then we wouldn't be going to the black market or across the river to Vancouver in Portland. But then there's also, you say that there's been some changes since then.
Well, there has been some changes. Obviously, the number of dispensaries has increased a little bit, but not enough to take care of the influx of people coming in. So the medical patients who were used to being able to go in and get their medicines without a whole lot of hassle are now waiting in line longer and dealing with a different sense of the crowd that is a recreational user as compared to a medical user. And not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that I think that medical users should still be able to go in and without the hassle get their medication.
Yeah. As these laws evolve, it would seem to me that the attitude of the legislature is to try to merge this, to try to have one system, you know, Lord of the Rings, one ring to rule them all kind of thing.
Yes.
If that's the case, if that is going to happen, do you have recommendations as to how we could better treat the medical patients in that combined system?
Well, I definitely think that separating it would be a detriment to the medical marijuana patients, just because the dispensaries aren't going to be able to make enough money to cater to being just medical. So when you combine it, you kind of get that cost effectiveness. You won't risk seeing the medical program go away completely because you can still do them both together.
All right.
But it should definitely be where there is a setup to make it a little bit easier for the medical patients.
Yeah.
A lot of places are doing that already.
I hope so. And it's been my hope that we adopt standards that are good enough for the medical patient, because me as a recreational user, that's fine with me.
Right.
You know, if it's extra tested and extra pure, good.
Perfect.
Fine.
Exactly.
It's not going to hurt my feelings.
No.
So remind folks the website and any other contact information you'd like them to have.
You can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Just look up The Picky Patient, or you could go to www.pickypatient.org.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us here, and have yourself a great conference.
All right. You too. Thank you.